All right, guys, let's jump right into it. Questions for Derek?
Derek, what's the offseason been like for you? I know you said after the end of the season you only wanted to take a couple weeks away and then get right back into it. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, so I took a couple of weeks off, and, I mean, I was back into it while the playoffs were still going on, you know. So it was good to get back into it and have, like, a real offseason, not combine training and are you going to land here? What's your positives or your strengths and weaknesses, all those kind of questions. You know, I didn't have to worry about any of that. I just had to go out and train, and I knew what I was training for this time, you know. And that was nice, you know, these past, you know, what is it, 4 months now, to just be out there knowing what I need to work on to help make my game better at the NFL level instead of, you know, working on my 40 start, you know. So hopefully I'll never have to run another one.
How much time have you spent with Musgrave?
As much as I can. Obviously, like, I didn't know there were so many rules also. You know, this is my first real off season, so I didn't know there were so many rules about you can't be here talking about these things and that. But I've just really been trying to get to know him as people. You know, that way, you know, I want to know his coaching style, him and Coach Downing, you know, our expectations of each other, all those good things, you know, stuff that we're allowed to talk about and all that. So when we hit, you know, really tomorrow, you know, it's nothing new. It's not like, hi, I'm Coach Downing, you know, I'm your quarterback coach, you know, we already know each other and we're just going to hit this thing rolling.
How frustrating is it for a guy who, you love football so much, you get into it so much, not be able to do, to have these couple months where you couldn't get into the playbook with your coach, couldn't do the things that
right.
You probably, if it was your choice, you would be.
It's so hard, you know, but the nice thing, I will say this, you know, it's really hard, but it's nice this time because at least I get, you know, an extra month or really a month and a half of getting to learn the playbook, whereas, you know, last year, a month and a half is forever. You know, you can pretty much nail it down, you know, a good majority of it, at least, you know, in 3 to 4 weeks, I feel like. And so this will be really nice to have this part of it to where I can just nail it. That way, when we hit, you know, those mini camps and all those things, you know, I'm out there just teaching. You know, I'm out there being, you know, exactly who I want to be.
Style and trying to trap opposing defenses and personnel packages that they may not want. You've done some of that stuff at Fresno. Are you excited about the general concepts that they're bringing in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm really excited, you know, because, you know, just what I've heard and, you know, the things that we've talked about, you know, and what I assume it is what I did at Fresno. It's something that I'm comfortable doing. You know, the things that they want to do are things that I'm good at. And that's really cool, you know, that they want to take the offense and say, hey, you know, let's make it good, you know, at what you do. Let's build it around you and let's put pieces there that you feel comfortable with and all that kind of stuff. So it's been awesome. You know, it's been anything I could have dreamed of. You would have told me we'd be in this position, you know, where they're trying to do things to help me out and all those things and help build this thing around me. If you told me that a year ago, I'd sign up no matter what, you know. So this is the plan that I had in mind, and now it's coming to fruition, so it's pretty cool.
So many things have changed around you. I mean, changes to the building, the entire coaching staff, a couple of real minor exceptions. Does it all feel like you got to start over in any sense at all?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You know, this is my third head coach in 1 year. You know, it hasn't even been a year yet. You know, so that I'm learning the business side of things, I guess, you know, in that sense. But I don't feel like a rookie. You know, I don't. You know, I didn't feel like a rookie as soon as Rex Ryan brought a couple cover zero blitzes at me in the first week. You know, I didn't feel like it. But, you know, this time going into it, I feel like I can deal with it. You know, there's nothing really out there. You know, there's going to be some things, but there's nothing really out there that's going to just throw me off and be like, wow, I've never dealt with this before. You know, because I feel like in just this past year, I kind of dealt with everything. You know, so that's kind of nice. But, you know, dealing with something new or anything like that, you know, these coaches are so, I don't know how to explain it. You know, this coaching staff, just walking around and talking to them, it's like a family. You know, you feel like you've known them for like 20 years when you just go up and talk to them. So I don't feel like it'll be that big of a transition really for our team.
You cast such a critical eye on yourself during the season on a week-by-week basis. But did you go back at all and then look at the season in totality and kind of review it for yourself, or did you just start moving forward?
Oh, yeah. No, I did. The things that I wanted to go back and see, I did. You know, and those were the things I need to work on. You know, my whole mindset, you guys know, is I want to win Super Bowls. How do we do that? Well, me by myself, the way we do that is I have to get better, you know, personally. And what do I need to get better at? It's better. I don't want to go back and watch a highlight tape. You know, those are fun and make people feel good, but I'm not really into that. You know, I'm trying to look at what, you know, what I did wrong, decisions I made, you know, maybe the way I prepared, you know, think everything rookies go through, all those things. But how can I take what I did and the things that I did good and build on that and make it to who I am as a player? And it's going to be, I mean, you're not going to do it in just 2 years. It's going to take a little time. But the jump from my first year to my second year is crucial to me. So that's what I did. I went back and say, what do I need to get better at? You know, because the NFL game is way different than college, you know, so it's not like, oh, I'll just keep doing the same thing. You can't, you know, I got to change some things. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how that works.
Was there anything you could pass along that you really looked at and said, man, this is one thing this year is going to be better. I'm going to do this.
You know, really just understanding situations, you know, because, you know, there was a couple of times where, I felt like I should have done something different, and it's nothing, it wasn't anything big, nothing that anyone would like, really, that's what you're mad at? You know, it wasn't anything big, but to me, it's a big deal because I want to be perfect. I'm going to strive to be perfect. No, I'm never going to be there, but I'm going to strive for it. I'm going to strive to be that way. And so it's just little things from, you know, little decisions that I may have made during games that, you know, I look back and say, well, if I did it this way, maybe we could have got a bigger play. You know, we don't know, but maybe we could have. You know, the percentage would be yes, we could have, but, you know, maybe some checks that I made and all those things. But, you know, that's what was so awesome with Ole is he gave me full control. You know, he let me learn it all in 1 year, and, you know, not a lot of people let rookies do that. And so he let me go out there and do it, and he let me learn, and I'm very thankful for that.
If people look at when you look at the various statistical services that break all this stuff down and you listen to all the talking heads, I think the one thing, for all the good things that you did, people look at the yards per attempt and say, now that's got to get better.
Yeah, right.
And do you look at that and say that too, or do you think you were so focused on not getting sacked and just getting the ball out of your hand, and is that part of your second year that you can?
Well, I'm going to continue. There's going to be times to do different things and all that, but I'm going to continue to be smart with the football. I'm going to continue to take care of it because that's how you win football games. You got to take care of the ball and getting it out quick. You know, fumbles, sack fumbles, you can't have those. You know, we can point fingers and say who it's on, but maybe I could have got it out quicker and all those things. So I'm always going to put it on me. So I'm always going to try and get the ball out quick. I'm going to push the ball down the field. I'm going to do those things, but you know, it's a team game, so I don't get caught up in, you know, really stats because there's a lot that goes into that. You know, like, you know, we take for the St. Louis game. For whatever reason, it got out of hand. Well, they were playing cover two and cover three the whole game and really soft, so there really weren't throws down the field to make. And when I would try and make one because I know we needed some big plays and all that, trying to do too much, it'd get picked off or something would happen. And, you know, I know who I am as a player. I know how I should play the game. And those are little moments where I said, you know, I can't look at a stat in that sense because the game is totally different then.
From July to December, you played an awful lot of football.
Yeah.
You know, you had 20 games. You did miss the one preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
How did you hold up physically, and how important is the strength and conditioning program going to be for you going into your second year?
Oh, yeah. It's extremely important. And I'm always mad. I'm mad that I had to miss that game because I was ready to play. You know, the coaches were just looking out for me, so I didn't want to miss any. But, you know, number one thing to me is the strength and conditioning portion of it is so important because of the hits we take, especially at our position. You never see who's hitting you, really. You know, so you got to be ready at all times, and you have to be in shape and all those things. So, you know, my whole mindset this offseason was, you know, to take where my body was and just, you know, stay at that weight, stay at that size, that speed. But if we can make little bits better but make it stronger, make it more lean, make it more cut, anything I can do, but staying at that same weight, that's what I was trying to do. And so I've gotten stronger, drastically stronger than I was this time last year. You know, so hopefully it'll pay off. You know, that, you know, there's freak things that happen in football. We all know that. But, you know, it's really a blessing to stay healthy, especially, you know, in a rookie year. You don't see half the guys that's hitting you. I got hit a couple of times. I didn't know where they came from, to be honest with you, because it's, you know, you didn't know what was going on yet. But, you know, the strength and conditioning part is very important.
And how much involved, but how much more important this year OTA is going to be to you now because you have a new offensive coordinator, that new offense going in, even though you have some familiarity with the concepts?
Yeah. Oh, it's so important. And the nice thing, too, is especially when Ole and Flip left, is they told me is, you know, the nice thing about this time is it's your team now. You know, there's nothing to worry about. You know, when am I going to ever play? Is it this year, next year, 3 years? You know, it's your team. It's your turn to be the leader, be yourself. Because when I came in, out of respect, I can't go out and just be the alpha male dominant leader because it really wasn't my team yet. I was going to come in and be myself, but I couldn't assert, you know, my leadership roles and stuff like that. Now it's really nice, and it's going to make it a lot easier to just go out and be myself. You know, I don't have to come in and hold back a little bit. I can come in and be myself from the beginning and, you know, lead our team.
Did you get a chance to talk to Matt Schaub before he left? And then what's
the, yeah.
Have you met Christian Ponder, or what's the situation?
Yeah, I'll answer. You asked Schaub first. So I talked to Schaub. I still talk to Schaub. He was instrumental in helping me and teaching me and being here early with me to watch film with me and, you know, really tell me what I was looking at and to bounce questions off and all those things. And I told him just how thankful I was. I told him how much he meant to me. And it's all true how much he truly means to me and his family and everybody. And, you know, he had some really nice things to say back and all those things. But I did get to talk to him, and I just let him know how thankful I was, especially the situation. I mean, the situation wasn't what he thought it was. It wasn't what I was told it was going to be when I first got here. You know, so we just dealt with it together, though, which was really cool. And it created a pretty good friendship, and that was really cool. And then with Christian, as you asked that, I did get to meet Christian when he was here on his visit. I actually was here working out, and I got to meet him and talk to him. He's awesome. Really good guy. Strong faith. You know, his family is very important to him. You know, we have a lot of similarities. And so it's going to be really nice to, you know, take what he's learned, you know, to learn from him and use it in my game. You know, whatever I can take from him and learn from him, yeah, I'm gonna try and drain him of his energy, you know, asking him questions and anything. Cause I just want us to win. And whatever I can do, whatever I can ask to help, you know, when I get out there and play, that's what I want to do. Oh, first thing I thought is like, oh, he played before. You know, that's the first thing I thought. And you know, really, with our whole coaching staff, we'd win a lot of fights with our coaching staff. But you know, the first thing I thought was, you know, that. And then the second thing was like, this guy really cares about this organization. You know, that was really my one takeaway. I said I could really tell that this guy cared about me as a person, and I could really care that he cared about the Raiders winning Super Bowls. That, you know, that's what I got from it. And you know, it wasn't him just, you know, leaping at another head coaching job or anything like that. He really wanted to be here. And that's what I've been telling people about a lot of things. When people ask me questions, I just want people that want to be here. I want people that want to be here and want the Raiders to win. And he's definitely one of them.
There's been a lot of speculation that you guys might take a wide receiver with the first pick. Hmm. How much will you pay attention to the draft? And in your mind, is it important to get a young receiver in here, a potential number one receiver that the two of you can grow together with?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what Mr. McKenzie thinks, you know, I'm all for it. You know, people have asked me, you know, I get the question a lot throughout town, you know, Cooper or White, and my answer is the best player available. You know, I don't mind who it is. Again, I want whoever we pick to come in here and help us win Super Bowls. And if we take a receiver, great. You know, he's going to know my expectations. If we don't take a receiver, that guy's going to know my expectations, you know. And, you know, I don't care who it is. You know, I'll be thankful for anybody that we get, but I'm not sitting there pounding the table, we need a receiver, you know, like this, because I love the guys that we have. You know, a lot of those guys have made a lot of plays for me. And, you know, I know the business of it. They're probably going to add a couple. You know, that's just how it goes. You know, but at the same time, I know the guys I played with compete a lot, you know, really hard. So it's going to be hard for those guys to make the team. And, you know, so I'll be fired up, you know, to see whoever we get. I'm going to be paying close attention picks 1 through 7, you know, and I'm going to welcome all those guys to our team as soon as they get picked.
What do you think of the additions you guys have made so far, the free agency ones?
Oh, I'm fired up about it, especially, you know, just thinking schematically about how those guys fit, you know, their game. You know, I'm fired up. You know, I think that we've done a great job. I really do. And our whole locker room feels that way. You know, our whole locker room felt, you know, going into the offseason, free agency and the draft, that we're close. You know, we became a team, you know, at the end. And once we started playing like a team, we saw what we could do. And then we saw how many games we lost that were so close when we weren't a team. And, you know, we felt that we were pretty close. We just need a couple more. We need a couple more players. You know, we just need a couple more guys to fit some spots. And, you know, we'll hit the thing rolling from there. But we felt really good about it.
With that said, you know, Coach Dario said that his main priority right now is to win the division. That's one of your guys' short-term goals.
Yep.
So would you say with another solid draft class that maybe you guys will be that close?
Oh, absolutely. I guarantee you, whoever you talk to on our team feels that way. And our top two goals, we want to win the division and win the Super Bowl. That's all I'm playing for now. There's if we fall short of that, then to me, I need to work harder. that'll always be my mindset. And even when we do reach those goals, my mindset will be, okay, well, I need to work harder to get another one. And, that's just my mindset, and that's how I'll always be. And I totally agree with him. I agree with Coach that we need to. And with the draft coming up, even with these free agent players, you don't know who's going to make the plays, but hopefully those guys can come in here, be good teammates is what we care about in the locker room. Be good teammates and go out and make plays. All we want to do is win, so – we became a team last year, but it's time to take it up quite a few notches.
You still there's been a lot of turnover. How important is it during this offseason program? Maybe when there is more downtime, just kind of bond as a unit, now that you're a leader on this team, to bring all the new veterans and when you draft guys, to bring them all together and have a strong chemistry as you start doing football activities.
Oh, yeah. This is really when you become a team. When you start getting all these added pieces and you start working out with each other, you see someone push through on a set working out and you see guys encouraging him during that lift or when we go out and throw at a random location, when we're pushing each other and teaching each other and all those things, that's when you become a team. When I set up an event and our whole team shows up and we go do something together, that's where we start to build it. And last year's team is done. I know we've referred to that. So now we're moving on. So whatever our record was is what it is. But now everyone's, 0-0. And our focus is to become the most close-knit team that we can be while at the same time going out there as a unit and winning football games. And so I agree with you. I think that this is probably the most important time.
They say a quarterback's best friend is a good running game. There's been some change at that position.
Yeah.
What do you think of the running game coming up this season, and how much will you lean on a guy like, say, Marcel Reese, who's been here and has been through it and has been a consistent contributor?
Oh, yeah. Marcel actually texted me right before I walked in here. So, I was talking to him and Latavius. I've talked to him all off season. I talked to Trent. I've talked to him, kept in touch with him. I'm excited to get around Roy. It's going to be really exciting to see what those guys can do, especially in this offense. I'm really excited to watch those guys work in this offense. And like I said, I don't care if we run it 60 times a game, and we go one for one. It doesn't matter for me. I just want to win the game. So I hope that they're the best group in the league. I really do. Because like you said, when we were able to, get the runs going and all that, and then the play action started open up, then we started hitting those downfield shots, and we're not worried about certain stats like that. And it's a team game. That's why I don't get caught up into it. If I'm missing passes, it's not going to help them run the ball. I got to complete the open receiver. I got to hit the open receiver so that we get those guys out of the box. That way we can run the ball. So it's a team thing, but the guys that we've added, the guys that we have here, I'm really excited about, especially in this offense. That's hard to say. I think it's really is the familiarity, because of what the success that I've seen it have, the success that I've had in it, the success that a lot of the players that we have had in this kind of offense. It's just kind of, just kind of has brought in an excitement, around our locker room, that has guys fired up, pushing the tempo and all those things and putting the pressure on the defense, and creating one-on-ones. And this kind of offense is very heavily relied on playmakers. Coach is going to draw up the one-on-one, and then we got to make plays. And that's what you want. That's what you want. And so as long as we can do that, we're going to work towards that. Should be good. Should be a fun year.
Last